I'm Clay Pigeon. Welcome to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. It's a weekly digest of some of the segments and moments that make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show on WFMU. Of course, you can listen live to Wake and Bake Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on WFMU.org. Join me live every morning for the full show. It includes great music, chair throwing, pixie dust, and all-around good vibes.
Oh my God, the man is a maniac.
You can also hear the full show on streaming archives at WFMU.org/playlists/WA. The Wake and Bake Animal of the Week is the mole. Moles are small mammals that live underground.
Aww.
They're small and furry. You can barely make out their ears and eyes. They have reduced hind limbs and digging forelimbs.
I don't mind telling you, Sir Winston.
Yes?
Yes, I'm rather frightened of the moles.
Are you? Yes.
Horrible little things.
Yes, well,
in Middle English, moles were known as Mouldiwarp, meaning one who throws soil or dirt tosser. Male moles are called boars. Females are called sows. A group of moles is called a labor.
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 Moles can handle carbon dioxide better than most mammals.
Really?
They breathe their own exhaled air. And they're able to survive down there in their underground burrows.
Beneath the city of New York are living catacombs, an endless maze of subterranean tunnels, unfit for anything human.
Moles have polydactyl forepaws with extra thumbs called prepollexes.
Really?
Moles eat earthworms. Researchers have stumbled upon mole larders with over 1,000 worms within. Two to five pups are born between March and April. But after a month or so, they're on their own. Moles keep to themselves. They go it alone.
Yeah.
They seek out others only to mate. Males will fight if they encounter each other. We love moles. At Wake and Bake, we hope you do too.
After exiting I-95 onto I-87 on your way into the city, you pass underneath the High Bridge.
But I think I'll take them to the bridge.
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 All right, if I take them, yo. Take them to the bridge.
The towering 140-foot structure was constructed as the last stretch of the Croton Aqueduct system on its route into Manhattan. built in the mid-19th century. The old Croton Aqueduct carried water from the Croton River in Westchester into Manhattan for over a century. The High Bridge itself was designed in homage to the aqueducts of the ancient Romans, who developed the gravity-fed system, which is still in usage around the world today. After being closed to the public for over 40 years, the pedestrian walkway on the High Bridge reopened in 2015.
Friends, Bronxites, Manhattanites, New Yorkers, welcome to the High Bridge! Welcome to the High Bridge!
Reopened in 2015, providing access from Upper Manhattan to the Bronx. To the Bronx.
To the Bronx.
To the Bronx.
Yeah.
For WFMU, this is Gabriel Cohen.
Looks like we got Mark in Brooklyn. Mark, are you there?
Hi, Clay. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you feeling?
I'm really feeling good today, Clay.
What is it? What's got you feeling so good today? Is it the Yanni?
It's just, I don't know. It's just nice to wake up and realize you're alive. And, you know,
right.
I realize you gotta take the, when the good days, you gotta really appreciate the good days. And when you're having a bad day, just know that, like, just beyond the horizon, it's going to be a really, really good day, and you're going to feel really present, and you're going to feel really connected to the universe, and you're going to listen to your spirit, and you're going to numb the monkey brain, and you're going to just, you know, be in the now.
Boy, you're batting it out of the park, baby. That's some optimism. Where are you calling from this morning, Mark?
I live in Sunset Park, but I'm from New Zealand originally, but I've been here since 2008.
Right, I heard
I'm on my way to work.
I heard that wonderful accent. Now, if we go to New Zealand, what are we going to find over there? Is it a lot of Maori culture? Is that something we ought to check out?
The Maori culture is definitely pretty fascinating. Yeah, there's lots of really good people, lots of Polynesian culture.
Right.
You can, if you want to search for that, you can definitely find it. They're pretty beautiful people.
Diversity over there, that's what I want to find.
The diversity is different to America. It's more like Pacific Islander, Asian, and a European.
What about the music?
You guys get getting more and more diverse. When I was growing up, not so much.
You got music, though. Music, right? Music, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Like the Flying Nun and all that stuff. Pretty cool.
Talk to him, George.
Yeah, some of my favorites. The Clean, you've got. What else have you got?
Oh, yeah,
the Bats.
Yeah, oh,
so many bands from down there.
The cafe I used to work at.
Oh, wow, cool. Yeah, we love that sound. It's funny, so much we play from Flying Nun. It's like I hear that sound and I know it. Just know that tune.
Yeah,
it's great.
Cool, right?
Yeah.
And there's a couple of, you guys know the band The Mint Chicks?
Writing it down.
I remember
Bailchurch. The Mint Chicks were one of the later bands, I think, of Flying Nun. Maybe the last one signed, and they were, when I was in my 20s, they were really big in Auckland, and they were really awesome.
What's your message? We hear all about the rivalry with Australia. Is that a real thing over there?
No, it's not a real thing, man. It depends on how shallow you are, really.
I know what you mean. Hey, man, what's your message of peace and love to the entire world right now? I got to run. We're running out of time
here.
Okay,
I'll just say, you know, listen to your spirit. You know, try and dumb that ego and just realize that, you know, we can connect with everybody no matter what our past or religion. We just got to just get past that that monkey brain, I like to say. And I've been saying a lot.
Man, fantastic. You did a great job. Call me again real soon, right, Mark?
Thanks so much. That was my first time, so I'm really happy to be
here. Oh, boy. You did a great job, Mark. Feel good
right
today. And now here's another winner. Yeah, anytime you go to Sybil, she's just fantastic.
Yeah.
Sybil, are you there?
Oh, good morning. Oh, it's so nice to talk with you guys.
Hey, you guys.
And listen and then also talk.
Now, I always, when I hear your name, and George, and I probably ask you this, what is sibilance? What does that mean, George? Sibilance, what is it?
It that's...
See, you don't know.
No, I don't.
And you're our smart guy.
I should know.
You're our smart guy. He's looking it up.
It's the consonants. It's like if you got too close to the microphone and you said the letter P,
oh.
I think it would, like, you know, it makes like a poof into the,
yeah,
into the
we
mic.
We call that popping your peas.
Yeah.
You got to be
real.
That's sibilance,
I think that's sibilance.
Yeah. Wow, interesting.
So.
Now, you're in the arts, Sybil. Tell us what's going on.
I'm working my butt off right now. I'm cranking it out. I got a piece coming up at the kitchen. It's my big Sasquatch piece.
Oh,
I'm
excited. Sasquatch thing. You've been working on that so hard. Now, when's it going to be? When's it going to be?
It's going to be the end of this month on April 24th, and it's only like 4 or 5 nights at the kitchen because they have short runs.
So where's the kitchen? People might not know.
It's a legendary experimental performance venue in Chelsea in Manhattan.
Listen to me, Sibilance. Listen to me. I want you to shout at the top of your lungs as Yanni plays. I want you to say, I believe in Bigfoot. Say it.
I believe in Bigfoot.
Now George and I are going to say it.
I believe in Bigfoot.
Now let's say it together on the count of three, Sybil. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
I believe in Bigfoot!
Boys, if you... just spin it around. And shine it brightly on our Civic Showcase Spotlight community this week. Hoboken, New Jersey. Hoboken is in Hudson County. It's just a few miles from FMU and Jersey City. Population 50,005, and it's growing. The name Hoboken comes from Hoboken.
Roebuck.
That's Dutch for high bluff.
Yeah.
It was later spelled Hoboken. And Hoboken, which reminded me of Bugenhagen from The Omen.
Said that my wife
was... Go to the town of Megiddo in the old city of Jezreel. There see the old man Bugenhagen.
Henry Hudson originally laid claim to the area in 1609.
Hoezeer mensen ook in isolement kunnen leven.
But here come the English and they took over with little or no resistance met.
Fire.
After the Revolutionary War, the waterfront area of Hoboken was built up. $90,000 invested in it. Next came the steam ferry and the locomotive. Sybil's Cave, a natural spring, opened in 1832. Visitors paid just a penny for a glass of water from the spring. It was said to have medicinal powers. Edgar Allan Poe wrote about that cave in 1841. Remember, The Mystery of Marie Roget.
No!
A Monsieur Beauvais was informed that a corpse had just been towed ashore by some fishermen who had found it floating in the river.
Used to be a lot of Germans in Hoboken, but then came World War I and martial law. Some were sent to Ellis Island. Some Germans just got out of town on their own. Meanwhile, 3 million doughboys embarked from Hoboken in the war.
Doughboy, doughboy, wanna be a doughboy. Shorty say he wanna be a doughboy.
By the 60s, things were heading downhill in Hoboken. Shabby, crowded.
Get off me!
Hoboken was described once as having heaps of long uncollected garbage and roving packs of semi-wild dogs. With the real estate boom, Hoboken is transformed into a town with lots of gourmet shops and luxury condos. Famous people from Hoboken include Willem de Kooning, the great painter, G. Gordon Liddy, Watergate conspirator, Frank Sinatra, singer, actor, Academy Award winner.
I'm a fool to want you.
Hoboken also home to the great Yola Tingo. We love Hoboken at Wake and Bake. We hope you do too.
Muskrat, look at the muskrat, look at the muskrat, look at the muskrat, hiding in the weeds, tending to his needs, trying to do the deed. Muskrat, look at the muskrat, don't turn your head away.
He needs you now more than ever.
Then you're just driving that sunburst into the sunset. Exit 29 will do just fine into the parking lot of the hobby shop.
Now here's station manager Ken with your Hump Day Hazmat Report.
Thank you, Clay Pigeon. Lufkin, Texas hazmat crews are still cleaning up after a truck spilled chicken remains on a Lufkin road. Wilmington, North Carolina hazmat teams respond to an acid waste explosion. Oklahoma City hazmat crews have responded after liquid leaked from a sanitation truck. Tulsa, Oklahoma. 10 children were taken to hospital after a Tulsa school was evacuated due to a rapidly spreading rash. A strong scent of cologne and cleaning agent was on site. The cleaning agent was used to clean the desks, and any body part that came into contact with it turned red, developed hives, large red itchy hives, which oozed if scratched. Children, do not, I repeat, do not scratch your hives. Victorville, California, a THC laboratory and cockfighting ring was found at a Victorville home. Wilmington, North Carolina, hazmat teams respond to an acid waste explosion on Scientific Park Boulevard, where chemicals...
Hold it, station manager Ken, you're out of time. Geez, chicken remains, acid waste, leaking liquid, spreading, rashes. It's a great day for hazmat incidents. Audience, you want another one today? They say yes.
Worcester, Massachusetts. Hazmat teams were summoned after yet another truck got stuck under the Cambridge Street overpass. The truck was carrying 55-gallon drums of cumene hydroperoxide.
Worcester, that's a dangerous town.
Thanks, Clay. I trust by now you're over your marathon exhaustion and back to your usual life of decadence. I hope so, anyway, because that's our word of the week. Decadence.
Decadence.
I want it all! I want it all!
Decadence.
I want it all!
Decadence.
I want it now!
We often use the word to describe something good, like a heavy chocolate dessert or a luxurious lifestyle. But I think when we say it, we always know there's something bad about it.
Bad, 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 bad.
You might afford yourself a bit of decadence once in a while,
yeah.
But you can't be doing that all the time.
Operator, would you chase this call and tell me where I am?
And there is indeed a negative connotation buried in the word. It comes from the same root as decay, which we can trace back to a late 15th century usage meaning to rot. The old French word decaire has its origins in a Latin word meaning to fall. And interestingly, it was also used to describe the setting sun.
But every junkie's like a setting sun.
In the late 19th century, in a rare moment of self-awareness,
Sacre bleu.
The French began using the term to mean an opulent society on the verge of collapse. But how long does it take a society to collapse?
I don't know.
Maybe we can measure it in terms of the homonym decade.
Maybe.
A period of 10 years which is etymologically unrelated to decay. Decade comes from the Greek and originally meant groups of 10.
Aww.
It was adapted in English in the late 16th century to refer to a period of 10 years. Woo! So there you have it, Clay. Let's all say it together while we teeter on the verge of collapse. Decadence.
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 See you next week.
What's your first name?
Randy.
Randy, how old are you?
49.
49? Right. How's life treating you?
It has its ups and downs, you know, right. but for the most part, I'm alive, man, so I can't complain.
You got a roof over your head or not right now?
Nah, not right now.
You stay in a shelter?
Yeah, like a drop-in center.
We're here in Penn Station. I've heard that the shelter's not a walk in the park.
Not the best at all, you know.
What's the biggest risk of it?
Being robbed, like your stuff being stolen, a lot of drugs and stuff going in there.
Do you have hopes to improve your situation?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
What happened, Randy? Was there drugs and alcohol involved?
Not so much that. My family, my foster family, I was raised by a foster family, and
you
they
were.
Passed away. So the whole family just,
so you didn't
everybody
have a structure
just spread
anymore.
Out. Yeah, everybody just went to the left, to the right, you know, and I was out to, like, basically defend for myself, you know.
Right. Did you have a job that you lost?
Yes.
What were you doing?
Driving truck for a moving company.
Do you miss doing that? Just being...
Yeah.
I've been unemployed for periods of time, and you start to feel disconnected
that,
from things.
Missing, like I'm not part of society, you know, and then having something to do every day, you know, the motivation and stuff like that, you know, so I definitely miss work, yeah, definitely.
Sometimes it's not the money as much as just feeling
I used to drive truck long distance, so I'll be on the road. And,
you like that? You
know, yeah, definitely.
Did you drive the big rigs?
Nah, not a box truck. You know, I don't have my CDL license. That's another thing. I want to go to school to get my CDL as well, you know.
Right, a special license.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely.
A lot of kids in our audience, and some of them probably feel like that footloose and fancy-free life of no responsibility, no job, might sound fun to them. What would you say to that person?
Enjoy it while you can, because one day reality is really going to hit you in the face. It's not forever you're going to be like 14 or 16, and responsibilities are going to come, man. You know, you have to know how to handle it.
Gotta let the young kids have their fun. Though.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta
we
have
had
your
our fun,
man. Yeah. And even when you get older, you know, just because you get older, that doesn't mean that you still can't have fun. It's just in a different way that you have fun, you know?
You seem like you got a strong character, Randy. Do you remain
you.
Optimistic about the future?
Yeah. I mean, I know things are gonna get better for me. I just have to be patient and hold on. Some days are better than others, but I'm seeing the days, so.
Just
I'm
waiting
for
a chance.
Yeah, I'm just grateful for seeing the days.
Well, we'll keep you in our thoughts, Randy, our audience, and wish you all the best. And thanks for taking the time to visit with us today.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man.
All right.
Wish you the best, man.
Thanks, Randy.
Thank you.
Good luck
Have
to you.
Have a good day,
you
man.
You too, man.
Thanks, Clay. The Free Music Archive pick of the week is called Running by En Attendant Anna, a garage pop group from Paris. Released in 2016, this track comes from their album Songs from the Cave, and their sound definitely gives the impression of being in close quarters. Oversaturated bass, with transcendent vocals.
Does it make you happy? Are you feeling?
And a trumpet, for good measure, because why not? Who doesn't love being in close quarters with a trumpet?
Me!
Oh, and the song is available for free streaming or download at freemusicarchive.org. For more music from the Free Music Archive, visit our website or join me every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on the Give the Drummer radio stream for the FMA listening party each week.
Chicken parm, you taste so good.
I like it.
So, without further ado, here it is, Running by En Attendant Anna from Songs from the Cave. Enjoy.
Running, 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 running. To light up the fire. To break up the mirror.
Tuck-tuck-tuck. What is Shishay? April 3rd, right? April 3rd. On this day in 1860, the first successful United States Pony Express run from St. Joe, Missouri to Sacktown, California begins. 1895, the trial in the libel case brought by Oscar Wilde begins, eventually resulting in his imprisonment on charges of homosexuality. 1936, Bruno Hauptmann is executed for the kidnapping and death of Charles Augustus Lindbergh Jr., the baby son of pilot Charles Lindbergh, after a trial in Flemington, New Jersey. 1955, the American Civil Liberties Union announces it will defend Allen Ginsberg's book Howl against obscenity charges. 1981, the Osborne 1, the first successful portable computer, is unveiled at the West Coast Computer Fair in San Francisco. And in 1996, suspected Unabomber Theodore Kaczynski captured in his Montana cabin in the United States. And in 1968, Martin Luther King Jr.'s I've Been to the Mountaintop speech was made.
Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Sing a harmony. Grab one, you guys. Happy birthday to you. There's Matt. got Warwick in the doorway. He's free to come on in. Hey, Mac, good morning.
Good morning.
We're doing birthday shout. Not your birthday, is it?
No.
When is your birthday?
October 11th.
October 11th. Mark that down, you guys. Birthdays today, this April 3rd, include George Jessel. Oh, geez, there's a lot of them. Old comedian George Jessel. Doris Day, happy birthday. Geez, she's still around, I think. Marlon Brando. Gus Grisham, the astronaut. Jane Goodall, Gorillas I Have Missed. Jan Barry of Jan and Dean. Tony Orlando of Tony Orlando and Don, who's in the Strawberry Patch with Sally. Alec Baldwin, born this day. Eddie Murphy, 1961. Sebastian Bach of Skid Row, the great New Jersey band. Happy birthday, Sebastian. Rachel Bloom from Portlandia, her birthday. And happy birthday to Wayne Newton.
This next one I did not record, but I just thought I'd throw it in for you because I like it.
Hey, hey.
Oh, the shark big has such teeth and dick, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife, where's old man Keith be? And it keeps his mama out of sight. You know that shark bang with his teeth, baby. Scarlet billow start to spread. Fancy gloves who wears Maggie, babe, so as never, never taste red. Get it on the side.
Like a pit boss.
Could it be a boy down something red?
Get it on, baby.
Oh, yeah. Jenny Dive,
shoot it, Toby.
Larry Lanier,
now Lucy Brown.
Hey, that line forms way in the back, mama. Now that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie done come home to the sands, mama.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Here's my friend Matt Warwick. Good morning, Matt.
Hello.
Hey, you look great today. You look rested. Are you rested?
I had some rest. I don't know if I would say completely.
I wouldn't say rested. Did you arrested?
Oh, no, not arrested either.
Did you work last
night?
Yes. Any trouble customers last night?
No. Actually, it was pretty smooth sailing last night.
Did you sing karaoke?
I did.
What did you sing this time?
Oh, what did I sing? I'm trying to remember. I sang, really? I sang one song and I can't. Oh, I sang the Never-Ending Story theme. Do you know that one?
No, how does it
turn
go?
Turn around and do 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 dee.
Turn around.
No, not that one.
Every now and then I fall apart. You know that one?
Very similar.
And
I don't
I
think
need
I ever put
you now tonight.
And I need you more than ever. And if you want to do do. We don't remember the words.
Do we know any Meatloaf? Do you know any Meatloaf?
I only know that one song. That what? One that's really long. Oh, no.
They're what's all really long.
Yeah. There's that two out of three ain't bad.
How does it? I want you. I need you.
But there ain't no way I'm ever gonna love you.
Now
don't be sad.
Don't be sad,
cause two out of three ain't bad. Now don't be sad,
cause
two out of three ain't bad.
Objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are. You don't remember that one?
No, I don't.
God, that was good. Meatloaf, man.
Meatloaf.
He's great. You know, they love him over in Germany. in Europe. He's really still quite popular.
I didn't know he was
there.
Big in Europe.
A few quick questions.
Yes.
And then we'll turn. Favorite color?
Oh, that's a hard one. The first thing I thought of was orange.
Shoe size?
13.
13. Big feet, right?
Big feet.
Favorite male actor? Who came to mind?
Oh. I completely drawing a blank on male act. I always liked, he was in Tron and The Big Lebowski.
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges. Yeah. Why couldn't I remember his name?
I know, it's not easy. Last movie seen.
Oh. I don't remember. I don't watch many movies. I'm watching a lot of TV. No, it's been like a couple months. What did I see? I saw The Big Sick.
I saw that. What's that comedian's name?
Camille Nanjiani.
Right, he's pretty funny. Funny guy. Geez, Matt, I've got to let you go. I wish we could sing one more. That was so much fun. Sometimes it's hard because there's such a vast difference. Quite honestly. I mean, I'm over here singing a...
I don't... You're talking
I'm
about
a million
something
dollar
in the
baby at a 5 and 10 cent store.
Do you know the Pirates of Penzance?
Start singing it.
Oh, I don't... The only one I know from that... You know the Pirates of Penzance? It's like a musical.
I think of Linda Ronstadt when you say that.
Really?
She did it on Broadway with a Rex Smith, I think.
I don't really know it that well.
Picture is on our wall.
Really?
Here. Rex Smith. Yeah, that's that 8x10.
Oh, I see it now.
Yeah. There got to be something else we know that's more common.
Something in the
like,
middle.
Like Seasons in the Sun or something. Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. You're looking at me like, what the hell are you... It's only the most common song of the... Geez, Terry Jazz, Jacques Brel. Come on. Pirates of Penzance.
Tommy got bit by a mouse crab right behind his thumb. Now he can't hit you right and he can't pull out a plum. He can't do anything that takes a couple thumbs. He can't pitch pennies and he can't make a living. He don't have any money, none will be given to him. To him. None will be given, none will be given to him.
I like to write poetry.
No, poetry's for sissies.
Now, don't you tell him that. He likes poetry.
I like poetry.
Stop hitting him. Tommy, read him one of your poems.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. The flowers.
No.
Let him please.
Oh, Jesus.
The flower spread
Jesus.
Pretty.
Good boy, Jesus.
Let him read.
The flower
Jesus.
Spread its pretty petals
yes.
And the sun
yes.
Looked down.
Yes.
Yes.
And what happened?
Yes.
A bee landed on the flower.
How much longer?
Let him breathe.
That was it.
I was sure there was more.
No.
I was sure it was better.
I told you.
His poems are bad. He clearly has no skills.
No skills.
It's true that I'm his dad. But you can call me Bill.
Bill, why haven't you dug the post holes for the new clothesline?
Oh, Jesus.
Do you want me to just spread the clothes out over the grass to dry them?
Of course not.
Because I can't.
No.
I can't, Bill.
No, don't cry.
I can't.
Don't cry, Jesus.
Oh, Bill.
Jesus.
Oh, Bill.
Jesus.
Oh, Bill. Bill, you struck yourself.
I can't take it anymore.
Get up, Bill. Let me help you. Help him, Charles.
I'm so doggone fat. I could barely get up. Barely get up.
You've been listening to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Good. It's a weekly digest of the special features and moments which make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show.
Woo!
After all, you wouldn't want to miss special moments like this. You're in a good mood today, aren't you?
Oh!
The Wake and Bake Morning Show. Set your alarm. and join us each Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on WFMU.org. A little too early for you? Catch the archive show, which you can find easily on WFMU's homepage each day. I'm Clay Pigeon. They call me the Pigeon. Join me each morning for the full show, either on the radio or online at WFMU.org. And keep glistening.